You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
What is this series all about? Sabi po dito, wholehearted soul sessions. Because sometimes music reflects our life. Tama po ba? Na tipong kahit nag-away kayo ni Mrs., pero narinig nyo yung theme song ninyo, di ba? Tumatamis muli ang mga ngiti. Yes. Tapos yung sa mga ano naman, sa iba naman dyan, pwedeng matutulog ka na lang, narinig mo pa yung theme song ng buhay mo na napapag-groove ka sa higaan. Okay, so because sometimes we reflect our lives through music, we have some songs na masasabi natin, ah, this is my song, that's my song, okay? And in this series, we are going to talk about questions in life reflecting our life. So not just through songs, but even these questions, we can say na hindi man, it could be probably be the biggest questions in life, but I can say na these are really big questions in life. Like first week, today we're gonna talk about, is there a reason for living? Ayan. Is there a reason for living? Is there any reason for living? And the next week, we'll be talking about, is there a way to be truly happy? Tingnan niyo po yung katabi niyo, mukha bang happy? Yan, okay. Pasayahin nyo naman po kung nakasimangot, okay? And the third week, is it possible to be actually be in control of my life? We'll be talking about these three things, big questions in our lives na pag-uusapan natin. And right now, can I ask everyone to stand up as we read God's Word in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, and then we will jump to verse 12 and 14. If you have your Bibles with you, pakilabas na lang po sa kanila. Yung iba po dyan, no? Ano na? Soft copy. Yung di gano'n na yung Bible. No? So if you don't have your Bible with you, you can look to our PowerPoint and read with us. And it says here in verse 1, the words of the teacher, son of David, king of Jerusalem. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. What does man gain from all his labor at which he toils under the sun? And in verse 12, I, the teacher, was king over Israel in Jerusalem. I devoted myself to study and to explore by wisdom all that is done under heaven. What a heavy burden God has laid on man, on men. Chapter 4, verse 14, I have seen all things that are under the sun. All of them are meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Can we pray? Father in heaven, maraming salamat sa word mo, and we pray, God, that Holy Spirit, you help us understand your word today. We pray that we would know the reason for living at this point, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Can you can all sit down. So, bago po tayo magsimula, matanong ko lang kayo, no? Sino sa inyo po dito nung bata kayo, mahilig kayo magtanong? Ako lang. Then, yung iba po, no? Aba, marami rin tayo. And nung bata tayo, meron tayo mga tanong na minsan childish. Siyempre, bata nga po, di ba? So, for example, ako rin po, nung bata ako, mahilig ako magtanong. And isa sa mga tinatanong ko, nung time na nag-brown out po sa amin, umalis kami ng mother ko, sakay kami sa bus, tinatanong ko sa kanya, Ma, bakit may kuryente sa bus? Ba? Kasi walang kuryente sa amin, tapos sa bus may kuryente, andaya. So, sagot naman siya, okay, eto may battery lang to. Ah, ganun po ba? Susunod naman, nagtanong ako, binigyan akong pera ng lola ko. Wow, ay, ang dumi ng pera. Ba't po madumi yung 10 pesos? Kasi kulay brown pa no, no? And ayaw, tinatapon ko nga daw po yun nung bata ako kasi nga madumi. So gusto ko 5 pesos kasi green, malinis, di ba? Green is cleanliness. So tinatapon ko yung 10 pesos. Tatanong ako ng mga bagay-bagay na minsan childish, okay? Or foolish kung tatanong. Pero may mga bata ba sa inyo dito na, kunyari, meron ba kayong apo, anak, or pamangkin na mahilig magtanong, mahilig pa rin magtanong? Yung tipong naglalakad kayo, nakita ng aso, tatanong, ba't po nag-aaw-aw yung aso? O ba't po nagmamyaw-myaw yung pusa? Okay? Pwede mo siyang sabihin na, alam nga naman, pagbalik na rin mo, no? Laking aso, no? Meow-meow. Pusa naman, no? So, medyo ano siya, foolish. Pero, meron ba sa inyo dito, nakapagtanong, ever po sa buhay ninyo, nung bata kayo o kahit hanggang ngayon, na bakit may mat? Meron po ba? Meron po? And bakit may math, di ba? Nung bata ka, inisip mo, bakit, ano to? Dad, what is math for? Yes, Englishero. Okay? So, bakit po may math? Tatanong-tanong ka. So, hirap na hirap ka. Yung bata ka, nagbubuhol yung kamay mo, 4 plus 3. Okay? Tapos, natanong mo kasi, sabi ng father mo, alam mo, the reason for that is, para pag lumaki ka, di ba, you be a businessman. Masusuklian mo sila ng tama. Hindi ka malulugi. Ay, ganun po ba? Sige po, I'll study math very hard. And, lumalaki ka, sumiseryoso yung buhay, sumiseryoso din yung tanong mo. Kasi nakita mo sa test paper mo, simplify. Is it really simple? Okay? So, simplify. Okay, tatanong ka, Dad, bakit may math? Okay. Nakita mo yung math, hindi na lang siya numbers, may letters na siya. Okay, so napatanong po ba kayo, bakit may letters yung math? Okay. Tatanong ko, bakit may letters yung math? Hirap ka na. And then, punta ka ngayon sa ano, sa college. Tanong ka kung bakit may math, okay? Ito na yung bumungad sa'yo. Sino po nagtanong bakit ganyan na yung math? Di po ba? Ano yan? G-clef ba yan? Yung gano'n? G-clef po ba yan? At bakit nawala na yung numbers? Okay, nagmamat tayo, wala na numbers. Sometimes in our life, okay, ano po ba yan? Ah, gano'n. So, ayan, live po kasi tayo, no? Kaya medyo may technical difficulties. So, ngayon, titingnan natin yung math. Bakit ganito na? Wala na siyang numbers. Napatanong po ba kayo? Tatanong ka, bakit may math? Ito po ba yung susukli ko sa bibili sa akin, sa business ko? Is this what it means to have a reason for living? Is it math? But really, in our life, we question things that, bakit kailangan ko gawin to? Like that, calculus, okay, bakit kailangan ko gawin to? We want reasons for that. And not just that, even right now today, we do things because before we do things, we want to know what the reason is. Tama po ba? For example, yung katabi nyo ngayon, siya ba mismo, kapag sinabi niya, uy, kita tayo mamaya sa KFC ha, anong una mong itatanong? Pangit? Hindi, bakit? Okay, bakit? Tama? Kasi bakit kita kikitain sa KFC? Because you need a reason before you do things. But Vincent, in our lives, have you ever come to a point that before you do things in your work, living, giving a life for your family, have you asked this question? Is there any reason for living? Younger, when you were younger, when we were all younger, we have these questions. But when, now that we are at this point of our life, have you answered this question? Before we do anything in the morning, go to work, or ever do anything for your family, did you ask this question? Is there a reason for living? And do you have that reason for living? Do you actually have the answer for the reason of living? Why do I do what I do? Why am I in this school? Why am I alive? Have we answered this question in our lives right now? And in reality, some of us here, if not most of us, doesn't know what the answer is yet. Or you can answer something, pero hindi ka sigurado. Ito nga ba yun? You have a doubt in your mind. If we go back to Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 1 says here, the words of the teacher, son of David, king of Jerusalem, says, meaningless, meaningless. Says the teacher, utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. It's like he's saying, life is meaningless. Solomon is a king. And he wrote this. And when he was trying to write this, what he was trying to do is explain life based on his human observation kung ano yung nangyayari sa buhay niya. He was trying to explain life that this is what life is here on earth. You get this, you get that, but still, this is life. Meaningless. And kung makikita natin, who told this was, tinatawag niya sarili niya as a teacher. A teacher, na ibig sabihin, parang, he's lecturing the people he's writing to. But in his ways, okay, we can see that what he is trying to tell us is life is meaningless. Everything is meaningless. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, meaningless ka. But right now, if we see what Solomon says here, okay, In verse 3, what does a man gain from all his labor at which he toils under the sun? We can see the word gain. What does gain mean? In Hebrew, in the original text, ang sabi dito, gain means profit or benefit. Everything that you do, ano bang mapapala ako dito? Tama ba? For example, you do something, someone would ask you to do something, ano bang mapapala ako dito? In your work right now, ano bang mapapala ako dito? What will I gain from this? Yes, I'll gain a lot of money, but after that, what will you gain? In your life, in your marriage, in your family, what will you gain? In everything that you do, even as a student, what you are doing, what are you going to gain? Anong mabibenefit ko dito? Anong profit ko dito? And let us see that even in this, okay, even in this verse, sa Ecclesiastes 12, verse 8, meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher, everything is meaningless. Sinimula ni Solomon yung book by saying, meaningless, meaningless, and then he ends the book saying, meaningless, meaningless. It's as if para kang may teacher, pumasok sa klase, okay? And then sabi niya, okay, walang kwenta. For today, our subject is physics. Pero lahat na matutunan niyo dito, walang kwenta. Have you come to that class even before in your school? Okay. Even right now, maybe you come to seminars, sasabihin sa'yo, lahat ng natutunan mo dito, okay, maganda yan. Pero wala yung kwenta. That's what Solomon is trying to tell us. Even in our life today, walang kwenta. Why is life meaningless? Ibig sabihin, I have a job right now, I'm making a living for my family, I'm studying hard, it's still meaningless? The Bible tells us it's meaningless. First, in verse 9, what has been will be again, and what has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing new under the sun. Umuulit lang daw. That's why life is routinary. Life is meaningless because it's routinary. Paulit-ulit. Sino po nakakakilala sa kanila? Amina na po tayo, no? Yan ay ang mga bagets, okay? Bagets. In the 80s, ito yung pormang matindi. Colored pants. Sino po sa inyo nag-wear kanya in the 80s colored pants? Okay. Okay lang naman po. Kasi ngayon, in our time today, umulit na po siya. Makikita natin, yung mga stars ngayon in the scene, okay, naka-colored pants na rin. Tingnan nyo nga po yung pants ng katabi nyo. Check nyo lang po. Sabihin mo sa kanya, dati pa uso yan. Umulit na po. Tama po ba? Umulit na siya. Life is that way. Akala natin, nakita na natin before. For example, hindi lang sa damit, even in topsiders, ngayon sinusuot na siya ulit. I remember, nung bata nga ako, sinasabi yung tita ko, bilan kita nito ah. Tapos naisip-isip ko, huwag na po, okay lang, okay lang. Kasi sa isip ko, ayoko niyan, pang matatanda yan eh. Pero, ngayon, umuso na naman siya. Tama po ba? Uso na naman siya. Even yung Ray-Ban na shades, tama po ba? Ray-Ban na shades, no? Yung pagkalaki-laki buong mukha mo, natakpan na. Di ka nakilala. Umulit na siya. What is this telling us? Sabi ni Solomon, nakita ko na yan. Hindi na uso yan. Dati pa nangyari yan. Life is routinary. Nangyari na yan. Umuso na yan. Uulit lang yan. Not just in fashion, in style, but even in your life, I can tell you. For example, a student wakes up and then prepares for school, goes to school, takes a quiz, fail, go home sad, sleep. The next day, gigising yung estudyante, prepare for school, go to school, take a quiz, fail, go home sad. For working people, wakes up in the morning, prepares for work, goes to work, traffic in C5, and then work, go home sad. In the morning, gigising na naman siya, wake up, go to work, traffic again at C5, and then work again. Life is just routinary. Paulit-ulit lang naman po yung ginagawa natin dito. And I don't know, sa mga estudyante ngayon, pag nag-work kayo, ganun din gagawin nyo. At trafficker, it will be more trafficker in C5 at that time. Dadami pa yung mga kotse. Hindi ko alam paano mangyayari o paano masusolusyonan yun. Pero uulit lang yan. What you will do, what you do now, uulit din lang yan in the future. And that's how sad life is. Kung isipin mo, oh ano, paulit-ulit lang talaga siya. Not only that, this is your routinary, pinapakita natin dito. It's a sad truth na when someone, this is just his goal in life. As a student, I study hard, I get a job. After I graduate, I get a job. Then I'll get a car, para pwede na ako manligaw. Then when, pag may car na ako, may girlfriend na ako, papakasalan ko siya. I build a family, I buy a house. And then I go fishing, and then I die. It's a sad truth. Nangyayari siya. Life is just routinary. And not just that. It's temporary. It says here in verse that there is no remembrance of men and of men of old and even those who are yet to come. Not will be remembered by those who follow. It's temporary. Life here on earth will end. Life is temporary. The Bible is telling us na whatever you do in life, ano yung ginagawa mo, anong meron ngayon, it is just temporary. Sino po sa inyo nakakakilala sa Kanya? Sino po siya? Yung iba, si ano, Jose Rizal, nakita ko sa piso yan. Tinignan pa yung piso, chinek, ay hindi, walang bigote. Nakapag-ahit siya. This is Marcelo Del Pilar, okay? One of our heroes here in Philippines. Sino sa inyo makapagsasabi nung nagawa niya for the Philippines? Di nyo alam? It's significant what he did is for our country. Ako, di ko rin alam. Okay? Some of us here may know, but most of us here would not even remember. Some of us here, yung itsura nga niya, hindi pa natin maalali. Naalala lang natin, ito yung may bigote. Naalala ko sa history, may bigote. Okay? Pero, in reality, what he did is... It's forgotten. It's a sad truth. Alam natin, maganda yun. Alam natin, significant yung ginawa niya, pero nakakalimutan ng tao. In our life today, are we finding our significance in what we do? Sasabihin natin, in this life, my purpose, I'll do something heroic so that no one would ever forget me. No one would ever forget me in my community, in my barangay, in my country, in my family. I'll do something great. And then you die. And then people will forget. Sometimes we find meaning in our labor, in what we do, in our job, in who we are. Yes, you're an engineer right now, pero kung hindi mo na kaya mag-work, you find meaning in your life being an engineer, that's good. I'm not saying it's bad, but if you put your significance into that, mawawala yung significance mo? Paano kung di mo na kaya magtrabaho? Tapos na yung buhay mo? Paano kung nandito ka ngayon sa school na to? This is the best school, okay? TIP! Kasi taga dun ako. Kung ano may school nyo, yun din yung best. Tapos, andito ka, okay? I'm the best student. I'm at the best school. And then when you graduate, life is over? Because you put your significance into that. You put your significance in what you can do for the family. Sometimes we put our meaning, our life's meaning into our work, into what we do. But that is just temporary. People will forget about that. In Ecclesiastes 1:8, it says here that all things are wearisome, more than one say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear it's filled of hearing. What is this verse telling us? Life is empty. Life is empty. No matter how much we gain, how much money we have, how much cars we have, a good life for my family, it would still feel empty. Why is that? For example, do you know this book? Purpose-driven life. Tama po ba? Sino sa inyo nakabasa na niyan? Okay. And sa totoo lang po, yung market ng book nito is not just, hindi yung mga taong grasa, yung mga walang pag-asa sa buhay. Pero actually, the market of this book, yung mga bumili nito, people that who seem they had it all. They have a good family, they're famous, they have a nice living. Pero why did they still buy this book? Because deep inside them, they're finding purpose. They have a question in mind. Is there any reason for living? Is there any reason for living? Will I find it in this book? Now that I have something in life, maybe you don't have anything in life yet, or meron ka something, pero hindi ka pa nakakapunta sa pupuntahan mo, sa sinasabi mong life na gusto mo. Is there really meaning to that? Because the truth is, life is empty. Life is empty. Even Solomon, baka sabihin natin, baka naman nasasabi ni Solomon yan kasi pangit yung buhay niya. Pangit yung buhay niya yan to the point na naghihirap siya, okay, and wala siyang kaibigan. Actually, yung buhay na meron siya is something na yung iba sa atin dito gusto. He is the richest guy, richest king at his time. Not just that, he's the wisest person on earth at his time. He was famous person known for his kingship and known for what he do. Dinadayo siya. Hindi lang yun, he is pogi. He has relationships with 1,000 women. If you say that relationships can make you whole or make your life happier or make it full, he had 1,000 relationships. And still, ito pa rin sinasabi niya, life is empty. Life is empty. Sad reality in this life is we are misled by life. We are misled by what the TV says, media says, other people say. Because when you ask students right now, why are you studying hard? Sabi nila, para po sa parents ko. That's it? Okay, nakapagtapos ka na. So your life is over? What's your meaning now? What's your reason? You ask parents nowadays, why do you work? Why do you live? Because I live for my kids. I work hard for my kids. So that's why you're overseas? It's a sad truth na overseas ka. You're providing a living for your family, pero empty pa rin. Bakit? Kasi malungkot pa rin. Hindi mo kasama yung pamilya mo. It's happening in our time today. Sometimes we find meaning in what we do, in what we can provide for other people, in what we can do for other people. We find meaning in what we do. We find meaning in this person. We find meaning to our relationships. We find meaning in our marriages. Pero it's not that. Even this book can't give you what the meaning of life is. It says here that I have seen all things done under the sun. All of them are meaningless, a chasing after the wind. I am not saying that what you do, what you're doing now is wrong. So, okay, tapusin ko na lang yung buhay ko. Pero is there a reason for what you do in life? Bakit ba natin ginagawa to? But the good thing is that even if Solomon, actually natapos yung libro, hindi niya rin nahalap talaga kung ano yung meaning ng life, ano yung reason for living, but he gave us a clue. This clue is this, under the sun. Under the sun. What does that mean? Ano ibig sabihin nun? Under the sun, it says here that assuming only nature governs. Only nature governs. O sa creation lang. Kung ano yung nangyayari dito sa buhay natin ngayon, dahil lang yan sa nandito, sa creation. Everything under the sun. All creation. A world without God. When you try to live a life under the sun, a world without God, without someone who created us, without someone who's governing, it will be meaningless. Because all things right here, paulit-ulit lang siya, hindi lang ganun, temporary lang siya, lahat tayo dito mawawala. Lahat ng achievements mo, ginawa mo, makakalimutan. Pero not all, but these things, it will still leave you empty. Even if you're the richest man, the most famous person in this earth, and even if you have gained a lot for your family, for the people around you, it would still be meaningless. Do you know why? Because it's just under the sun. Creation lang. Creation na to, temporary rin lang. So how can we say, how can I get to a point that it's not just under the sun? We need to look beyond the sun. Beyond the sun. Over the sun. Bukod sa creation na to, hindi ka dapat tumingin dito. Beyond the sun. How am I going to look at beyond the sun? It says here in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. says here, in the beginning was the Word. And in Greek, word actually means, in Greek, it's logos, and it means reason. It means reason. Sabihin, kung babasahin natin siya ulit, sabihin, in the beginning was the reason. In the beginning was the reason. Let's look at this commentary from David Guzik. It says here, the Greek philosophers saw the logos as the power which puts sense into the world, making the world orderly instead of chaotic. The logos was the power that set the world in perfect order and kept it going in perfect order. They saw the logos as the ultimate reason that controlled all things. The logos, the reason, is the reason for all things. It says here, if we go back to the verse, in the beginning was the Word. Even before creation, there was the Word. Even before anything happened in this earth, there was the Word. There was the Logos. There was the reason. Even before any living creature lived in this earth, there was a reason for living. And that living is not just that reason. It's not just a word. It's actually a person, because it says here, the Word was God. The reason was God. In the beginning, Jesus was there. That's why we can say that the reason and meaning for living is a person. It's Jesus Christ. It's not anyone in this world. It's not anyone who you can meet. It's not a principle. It's not what a theory says. It's not that, but it's a person. The reason and living, the reason for living and the meaning as you live is Jesus Christ. It's the person. That's why it would feel empty, because it's just here for creation. All things are temporary and it will come to fade. But God Himself is eternal. Because our life is not just here on earth. Sometimes, we nagreklamo tayo sa buhay natin. Nakita na ba kayo ng ganong tao? Nakasalubong na po ba kayo ng ganon? Prisit ng buhay. Pangit ng buhay ko. Eh, kapitbahay ko, nagtapunan naman ng basura sa labas. Puro reklamo. Sabihin niya, wala na naman akong pera. Hindi ako makain, sakit na ng bulsa ko. Dami reklamo. Sometimes it's not life. That's the problem. Hindi po yung buhay yung problema. Sometimes, it's us. The way we use our life and the way God designed it to be. The way we live our lives, it's not the way that God has designed it for us to live. That's why we can see no meaning in this life. I'm not saying that it's not good for you to give a living for your children. It's not good to find a partner in life. It's not good to be good in your career. Pero if that is your significance in life, that's what makes you alive as a person, kung ayan yung nagbibigay ng significance, meaning mo sa buhay mo, that is just temporary. It will all come to fade. After all that, there is no more reason for living. But the reason for living is Jesus Christ, because it says here in Colossians 1, 16 to 17, for by Him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. All things include your life. Your life will hold together because of Jesus Christ. In Him. It says in the Word, kanina, in the beginning, even before we come here on earth, there was a reason for living. And the reason is Jesus Christ. Because He is the Word. He is God, and He is the reason for living. And itong donuts na to, okay, sino po sa inyo mahilig sa donuts? Meron po ba? Ako lang? Tatlo lang kami? And sa iba, no, bawal na po ito, no? So, pero itong donuts na to, actually, lahat ng donuts, tama po, may butas. Tama po? Kahit Bavarian yan, may butas po yan. These donuts are like us. Lahat ng donut na to, may butas. Lahat ng puso natin, may butas. We are wholehearted people. Something inside of us longing for something to complete us. longing for someone na baka ito yung magko-complete. Longing for something that would put in our hearts, kahit anong ipasok mo dyan, anong trabaho pa yan, anong pera pa yan, anong kasikatan pa yan, it will not complete you. This would not give the true meaning of your life. This would not satisfy you. Because in our hearts, it is only through Jesus that we become wholehearted. And it's not what we do, it is not what other people, it is not other people, but it is who Jesus is. From wholehearted, you become wholehearted. Nabubuo yung puso natin in Jesus Christ. That's why in everything that we do, it takes on meaning. Whatever we do, everything is connected to Him. We do it for Jesus. It takes on meaning. Now, it's not empty when I provide for my family because I do it for Jesus. It's not just here for earth because I want to praise Him. My life is not just here on earth. It's for eternal. It's for eternity. That's part of your future. That's part of life, eternity. And even Jesus would tell us here in John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Jesus desires this kind of life for all of us. Ito yung gusto ng Panginoon. Na whether you do this or that, but if you do it for Him, it will have life. It will have meaning. It will not come empty. It will be so meaningful because it's for Jesus. Sometimes, even as Christians, for a long time, we tend to forget this. We do things and stuff, but we miss out Jesus. I hope that in everything that we do, it is all because of Jesus. To praise Him, to glorify Him. So you know what? Jesus cares for your family. Jesus cares for the people around you. Jesus cares for you. For all of us here, Jesus cares for us. That's why He came down here on earth. He was crucified and He resurrected because He wants us to have life to the full. He cares for each and every one of us here. That's why when you do something, now you have the reason. I do this because of Jesus. It's not just a song that says, "You are the reason, the one that I live for." It's not just a song. It gives life to our hearts. It reflects our hearts, our lives right now, that I have life and I can have it to the full because of Jesus Christ. My satisfaction is Jesus Christ, not this, not that, but only Jesus Christ. In whatever I do, I know that my life will be meaningless apart from a relationship with God. That's why I invite you today, if you don't have yet Christ in your life, you need Him. Because He is the only reason and meaning for living. It's not a principle, not a theory, but it is a person. It's Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ. In the beginning was Jesus Christ. And even at the end, it would still be Jesus Christ who would take you home and you would be with Him forever. Can I invite everyone to bow down? Close their eyes. And let us pray. Father in heaven, thank you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you that even in the beginning, kahit hindi pa namin naiintindihan yung buhay na to, there was already a reason. And now that we know that you, Jesus, are the reason for living, may we come to know you more and understand and put you in our hearts, ask you to be in our hearts. From wholehearted, we become whole. Buong-buo kami sa iyo, Panginoon. Let that be the reason of our living every day. It will be you. When I do this for my family, I do this for my work, I be excellent. Whether I pray, and when I praise you at home or at church, you are the meaning of this. Because you gave your life to the full for us. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.